So we'll see, you know, so I mean, you stay here and practice, yeah? And there's only practice, yeah? It's not like in Nanakshatra, there's no talking, yeah? No conversation, Dhamma conversation, no. Elite conversation, yeah? Well, then mostly, you know, I'm talking about this, talking about that, yeah? That's not going to help us, yeah? It's only, you know, it's only proliferating our mind, you know, when we sit there, then we have to think about it and think about it and think about it. But the first thing is we want to get the mind completely quiet, huh? That's where our effort comes in, yeah? Whenever a thought comes, replace it with put or with the attention on the track, yeah? I mean, whatever you like, you know, be it the Buddha or be it the attention on the track, yeah? Anapanasati, yeah? But if the mind thinks a lot, you know, Buddha is better, How was Manachat?
Every day was a special day. It was special cleaning. Some day we were doing shala cleaning, some day we were doing the outside cleaning. So the big sweep. So
there are occasions in the monastery where we do have to do cleaning of it, where we do have to work. But normally, you know, we just did, you know, the cleaning of the monastery. Because I think we have to cut a lot of that takes a few days, and sometimes we have to do other things, you know, and 15 this or 15 that. But normally, you know, there's only practice in the morning, you start practicing, yeah? And then only one meal, yeah? Doing a lot of chomkram, yeah, walking, meditation, yeah.
Because I've been used to sitting meditation. Apart from anapana, if one observes the body feelings and everything is okay?
No. First of all, we want to get really calm, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
So anapana.
Yeah?
While sitting, I am observing the breath,
yeah.
And while walking, I am observing the footsteps.
No, observe the foot or the breath, or the whole body.
Okay.
And don't walk slowly.
Okay.
Walk normally, you know, when the mind is not giving us any peace, you know, then walk fast.
Okay.
Huh? I mean, Lungta Mahabho, when he saw Ajahn Sumedho's disciple walking. I mean, he laughed, you know. I mean, what are they doing? Your mind is all over the place, yeah?
Mm.
If you walk fast, you know, I mean, the chitta, yeah, has to control the body, yeah? And then only 30 or 40% of that you have to concentrate on the foot or on the breath, yeah? Mm. If you walk slowly, yeah? Or sitting meditation is much more difficult, yeah? Because then you don't have, your chitta has only 100% you have to concentrate, yeah? That's why we don't walk slowly, yeah? Even when you walk fast, the mind still goes off, yeah? So, I mean, when you start, you know, I mean, you see the end part. Then just say one part, you know, I want to stay with the Buddha. Then when you turn around, check if the mind was there all the time. And it will never be, yeah? Then say, okay, this one path, yeah? And whenever you turn around, this one path I want to, yeah? So each time you make a new determination, yeah? You don't walk for hours, you know, when turn around. Yeah, I mean, that's not going to help, yeah? And with this kind of method, I mean, you will really attain concentration very fast, yeah? And then go and sit meditation. Yeah?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. One question. So observe the body while walking. Exactly what should I do? What does it mean?
I mean, you have to have a point of concentration.
Okay.
Always, wherever you are, you have a point of concentration. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
And then now illness, now supaki, now supaki, movement of the body, how can you not now?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. We don't know because we think. That's why we don't know. Yeah? Mm-hmm. I mean, we never realize that we have a body, huh? Yeah? All our life, you know, we use the body, you know, because of that all the time we go in our head. And now we suddenly realize when he sits down, he suddenly is, oh, there's a body that's heavy, you know, it hurts, you know. Yeah? But when he was watching TV and eating, you know, it never hurts, yeah. But the moment he sits for 20 minutes, oh, I can't stand it. And then investigate, I mean. This is allowed, you know, investigate pain, yeah? I taught it so often, yeah? I mean, look, you know, right? First of all, you have to accept pain, yeah? That's what we don't like, yeah? We don't like pain. So first of all, we have to accept it, yeah? It's our friend, actually, yeah? Because our concentration is not going off the pain. That's why it stays there all the time, yeah? And that's why we can do investigation. But we cannot do investigation of pain if you don't like the pain. Yeah? So first we have to like it. See it as our friend and then see it where it is, you know? Where is it? Yeah? Is it anicca, dukkha? Yeah, I mean all. Like what I said.
So Tanaj, in case when we practice and we are focusing on the breath, and there is a sudden pain or there is some other feeling.
A sudden pain, you know, it doesn't matter, you know. But the mind, when the pain becomes so strong that we cannot focus on the breath anymore, then only that.
Okay.
You
know?
Otherwise, it is constantly switching forth and back. That's not good.
Okay.
I mean, as long as you can focus on the breath, yeah. I mean, you know there is pain, yeah. And please don't go to the pain then, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, focus on the breath. Yeah?
Okay.
It's just the same thing, you know, when the mind becomes calm, there's a happy feeling. And then people go to the happy feeling. No. The result of our work, we will be peacefulness or happiness or whatever comes up, or pity or joy, yeah? But we don't go to this feeling because then we stop our work and then the feeling disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Common mistake, eh?
Yeah.
It's a very common, finally. And then, how has it gone? Where has it gone? Eh? And most of the time we actually, you know, we are not on the feeling anymore because the feeling has disappeared already. We are on the memory of the feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of use is that? Eh? That's not practice. Eh? Practice is always knowing what is going on. Eh? And that's what we learn, you know, that's where we learn, you know, with investigating the breath, yeah? Knowing that the breath is subtle, knowing that the breath is rough, yeah? Not controlling the breath. Yeah? You try to make it calm. No, knowing it is calm, knowing it is rough. Observing is the nature of our practice. And this is something that we don't know. This is something that we have to really to train from the beginning on. Yeah? If you don't know what it means observing, yeah? I mean here you have animals, observe. You cannot control them what they do, but you can know what they are doing by through observing. And this same method you have to use for your observing of the breath or observing of the breath. Controlling. We are control freak, yeah? Yeah? India is not much better than the West. Yeah? Trying to achieve, yeah? I mean, when I was in the States studying, you know, the Indians were really hardworking people, yeah?
Yeah, they want to reach.
Yeah. Yeah? I mean, where's the joy of life, yeah?
Competition, yeah? You know?
Yeah? And that is what you have to let go, yeah?
Mm.
You only want to, you know, every moment you want to be, you know how the breath is or how the Buddha is.
Sometimes the breath becomes so subtle that it is difficult to perceive.
Yeah. Because your interest is gone. When the breath becomes subtle, the knowingness increases. Yeah? And then so
And then you don't notice the breath, you don't can't feel the breath anymore. But the knowing of the breath is much stronger than any kind of feeling that you had in the beginning. That means if you can't perceive the breath anymore, that means your interest in the breath has gone. Yeah? And that is a difficult thing, yeah, because it's just like, riding on the waves, riding on the waves of the ocean, Now, knowing, in this knowingness you really have to develop from the beginning. Know that the breath is in, know that the breath is out, know that the breath is long or short, or is it rough or is it subtle. Knowing this, we have to develop this, yeah? Because this does not come automatically. This is the training of sati. And we are too lazy to do it. We just stop the breath, and then it has suddenly overwhelmed it. It disappeared. Now, we cannot disappear our interest in the breath.
So we don't forcefully try to...
No! He observes. And through this observance, in the beginning, we can even use labels. Yeah? We can use the label in-breath or out-breath or long or short or rough or subtle or whatever. Yeah? Until we start to develop this knowing that comes from the heart. How can we not know? Huh? You close your eyes and you know what is happening in the body. How can you not know? And you don't need labels. Yeah? But in the beginning we use them, or we can use them, to make us aware of this knowingness. Huh? It is the key. Yeah? Not just, sabai. Huh? Yeah, this is not practice. Huh? That's what people want to know, but then you are here in the wrong place. Yeah? It's not sabai, yeah. It's just really getting down, yeah. It is tough, try to meditate for 12, 14, 16 hours, yeah. It's tough, yeah. The mind wants to go out, yeah, and this is where we put some force, or that's where we put the effort, yeah. To always bring the mind back, yeah. Not to push it down. To bring it back, that's where we need the force. That's where we need the effort. Yeah? And when the mind is off, it doesn't want to come back. Yeah? So you really have to pull it back. Yeah? You don't want, it's so tough. Yeah? We like to push, but that is nothing else than bringing us headaches, yeah? And tensions. Yeah? Now, the effort is to pull it back. That's where we need the force. Yeah? It's just like, when you ride a horse, to rein it back in. Yeah? Once it goes in line, then we can, then we can go with the ride, yeah? But the mind is normally out, yeah, and that's where we have to bring it back. Okay?
Yes.
Understood?
Yes, huh? Thank you so much.
And don't talk too much, yeah?
Sure.
Yeah? If you stay here for more than a week, then we will look for separate footage for you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.